Northern Ireland's abortion laws. You'll remember that the High Court in Belfast ruled the legislation isn't compliant with human rights laws. In response, the Department of Justice launched a challenge to that decision, and one of the Assembly members, Claire Bailey from the Green Party, has found out how much the whole thing is actually costing the taxpayer, and she's on the line. Claire Bailey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Claire, why did you decide to look into this cost?
Well, I'm really disappointed that the whole court case is carrying over into a new mandate. And before recess, I had put another question to our new minister, asking if she was considering dropping the appeal to the High Court decision, and she said that she wasn't. So now that recess is over and we're coming back, this is going to be an ongoing court case. So I was interested to know how much the department had spent so far in trying to defend this bad law that they've been told needs to be changed, and the figures are quite startling because it's over £100,000 of public money has already been spent, and it's still an ongoing case.
Yes, you describe it as a bad law. Other people would see it as an issue of life and death, and therefore you couldn't spend enough money on challenging it.
Oh, and that's fair enough. But really, what happened was the previous Justice Minister put out a public consultation asking for views on abortion law reform, although he wasn't minded to change the law at the time, he said. So the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission took a judicial review on that, and they won the review. And the judge's ruling at the time said that the current laws on abortion in Northern Ireland were not compliant with human rights law. Now, we have an international obligation to human rights laws, and we must make sure that all our legislation is compliant with that. When a High Court judge rules that we are in breach of our human rights and then asks Stormont to sort it out again, I think that they need to do that. But instead, what they're doing is spending hundreds of thousands of pounds defending what is essentially a bad law. So this is not, we have to move beyond the pro and anti-choice debate, really. We need to have a look. I'm an elected legislator for Northern Ireland, so I want to look at how the legislation we are upholding impacts on women's lives. And it's, you know, your personal decisions and your personal opinions are your own to have, but when our laws are found to be not compliant with human rights, we need to challenge that.
But the human rights aspect of this law plays into your personal beliefs, so therefore you're going to obviously be making noise about the spending of money in regards to the Justice Department's legal proceedings.
Well, it's about a wee bit more than my personal beliefs. The reality is, Frank, that even just last year, in 2015, we had 833 women that we know of in Northern Ireland who travelled to England to access abortion services. Now, there was, I'm sure, women travelling further afield. We also have women accessing the abortion pills online. So our laws doesn't stop women from accessing abortion services. It just makes it more difficult for them. And then let's not forget that we had very recently a young woman convicted in our courts for taking the abortion pill as well. But all our political parties, I think nearly all of them anyway, certainly came out at that time and said that they were not in favour of women being criminalised for accessing this. But yet we still see the refusal or the failure to change the laws that we have. So it's about much more than my personal belief. It's about the outworkings of the legislation that we're upholding. And it's not in the interest of women. It is not compliant with human rights, and it needs to be changed.
And do you feel the hand of the churches on the parties who are obviously lobbying against any form of abortion being available here in Northern Ireland?
That could be the case, but I also know of a lot of churches who support reform as well, and their voice doesn't get heard. They're silenced an awful lot because we have this perception that, you know, in the Christian view is this particular view, but the Christian view is many, many views. So we'd like to be able to create the space for those voices to come forward, to have those people heard as well. I mean, I'm looking at much more than personal opinion or religious beliefs. I'm looking at the outworking of the law that we are upholding in the current times for women. I mean, I trust women. I trust that they can make decisions for themselves. And you know, what we have here in Northern Ireland is bad law, in my opinion, that needs change, because it is not stopping women from travelling. It is not stopping women from accessing pills. It is not stopping women from accessing abortion services. It is simply making it much harder. It is turning it into a class issue where women who have the resource and the money and the time Kinnaisley travel, where the women who don't have access to the money and the resource can't travel and therefore are forced into pregnancies that they don't want.
Okay, Claire Bailey from the Green Party. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Claire Bailey, speaking to us about the amount of public money that's been spent on the ongoing Justice Department legal proceedings surrounding the termination of pregnancy in Northern Ireland. It's just over £100,000 at the moment.